the most surefire way to build a brand is through consistency.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Stelly Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Stelly's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
Heaton.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about brand and how to build a brand and how to think about building your brand, whether it's a personal brand or even a company brand. That's the topic of today, very tactical topic, so that hopefully all of you can start thinking about yourselves as a brand.
All right. So let's take a moment before we jump into the tactics and things.
Sure.
And just ask ourselves, why do we even care? Like, why do people want to build a brand? And what does a brand even mean? I don't want to be too meta, but just for a second, like, what does it mean?
So I haven't looked up the definition. So this is not based on any definition. But to me, what a brand really means is the fact, and this is a fact, that everything, whether it's a person or a company, sits in people's heads for something. It means something to people.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, a brand is the idea that your brand, which could be a company, or your personal brand, which could be a person, sits in people's heads. Like, and they when they think of it, they think of a word, or they think of a phrase, or they think of a thing, right? Yeah. So usually, like for me, when the brand I've built is that over time, as I've met with a lot of founders, and they put this on the Product Hunt AMA I was in, and they said, I'm the most generous founder in Silicon Valley.
Oh, right? Shit. That's
and
nice.
And so that's a brand, right? To me, when someone can say you're the most blah in blah, that's like a brand, right?
Yeah.
And so that's not why I'm thinking about this, but that is definitely a data point. So to me, a brand is how you or your company sits in people's heads and what it stands for in their heads.
Right.
And there's a lot of things you can do, branding, right? And things like that are things that kind of you can do, or is the action of deliberately doing things to have that outcome, right? Have it so that you stand for something in people's heads. When they think of you, they think of something. They think of something specific, ideally value that you can bring to them.
Okay. So now I don't want to go off too much on like, why is that important? Why is it useful? Because I think that our audience, this audience kind of gets it.
Yeah.
Like what the values of standing for something for people,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But let's talk about how to build it, right? Especially from scratch. So let's say this is a new business, or let's say I'm a newish or not that well-known founder yet or business person. How do I go about building a brand for myself?
So I think you said something right before we started this.
Yeah.
And you used the word consistency.
Yes.
So I think the most surefire way to build a brand is through consistency. And the way that happens is that, and the way to think about that is everything you do, every conversation you have, every person you meet, every interaction you have online, every email you send is having an impact on your brand. There is actually no neutral impact. It's either positive or negative.
Negative.
Right? And I mean everything.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're interacting with someone, and like I said, it's about how you sit in their heads. So as you're doing that, you start sitting in their heads for something. So for example, there's stuff that, you know, I do that I know other people like, right? So I just keep doing it. For example, if I can respond to your email within seconds, I will.
Yeah.
Right. Like you could even say minutes, but for me, it's like seconds. If I get it and I can respond to it,
And I've been thinking about this this morning. Yeah. Usually, Heaton, when we both are on emails, and this is an increasing thing that's happening because we're building this brand together,
right?
The startup chat.
That's right.
Is we're on emails together. You will get a reply from Heaton.
Absolutely.
And usually much faster than from me.
Yeah.
And then
sometimes you beat me.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's not deliberate.
That's right.
and then I'll ask myself, so there's it's rare that I'll have something to add to it. And if I don't, I'm just like, I either just agree with you.
You're the cheerleader.
Yes. Well,
sometimes.
Not always. There's one particular, there's some people that I'm like, I've run out of patience.
I know that. That's sometimes why I respond first.
And I'm amazed by your, like, the kindness and still... You're not just bullshit nice to them. You're nice, but still saying, I think, the thing they need to hear to move on. And I go, fuck you, Heaton, because all I want to do to this person is call that person and fucking kick this person's ass right now.
And what I found is that there are some people that love that kick my ass thing.
Yeah.
And what I realize is most people don't.
Yeah.
And so that goes back to brand, right?
Yeah.
So I actually used to have that brand you talked about where I'd kick their ass, right? But then if I kick their ass when they were down, so to speak, or when, you know, they were really having a problem, they took a long time to register what I just did.
Right.
Right. And that created a different brand than the brand of responding fast and being as kind, if you want to call it that, to the person, yet tell them what they need to hear.
Yes.
And that created the generous brand.
Yeah.
Right. So to me, I wouldn't say that I've been deliberate about it. For me, I just try to be myself. And I think I know myself pretty well to know like what I like and what people get out of it. But one thing I think about all the time is when I do something, how do I make the other person feel?
Yeah.
Right? And that's why I try to respond to the emails fast. If someone emails you and they get a response super fast, that builds their trust. You know, that builds the, for me, that builds the brand in their heads in the way I want.
Here's a weird little experiment. So one of the, and I'm not going to name him, but one of the probably best hypnotists in the world was a mentor of mine back in the day in Europe.
You talked about him before.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
And one challenge he gave me once was to spend the next 30 days in a way where you think about every interaction you have with every other human being in a way where after the interacting with you, they feel a little better, or the day is a bit better than before they interacted with you.
I think I told you this. That's my motto now. It's like, I want to be the best meeting of your day.
Yes.
Right? And but I think it's related to what you just said.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. This is just pushing it to like everyone.
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
You're in an elevator with somebody. Yeah. You buy a bagel.
Yeah, so every interaction is memorable.
Yes.
Well, that's how you build a brand, right? You have memorable things and you're consistent.
Yes, but then people are like, well, but the bakery person, like how does that impact my SaaS business?
What do you mean? They're a human.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Every human impacts it. They might know someone that could use your SaaS business.
Not even that. There's maybe this person is somebody you don't know.
Sure.
There is the karma, like you put out certain energy in the universe and it comes back.
Yeah.
But then there's also just you acting a certain way will influence you.
To always do that. The repetition, the consistency.
It will influence the way you feel. Yeah. Getting smiles from people, getting the feeling that you have a positive impact will charge you up to be more and more, you know, productive and energetic for the rest of the day. So coming back to the statement of consistency.
Yeah.
Because I think we need to, we could just talk about that in terms of branding because
absolutely.
I think that
it's the hack, so to speak.
It's not just the hack, but it's also, I think, which is what I like about it, is not the thing somebody would typically want to hear when they're super early on and they're like, I want to build this massive brand. And they want the hack that's easy.
Yeah, they want the we're Kleenex, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
yeah.
And then you're going to do X, Y, and Z and they're going to press B on ABC News. You're going to use these logos on your site and then you're going to do X, Y, and Z and then you have this massive brand, right? That's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear, oh, motherfuckers, just be consistent every day of your life forever. Right? That's not appealing. That's not like super sexy.
So let's talk about that for a sec. When I say Amazon, what do you think?
When you say Amazon, I think cheap, fast, has everything.
Awesome. That's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
And so they've been consistent about providing you with an experience that aligns with that. And that's their brand.
Right.
And they've been consistent with that since day zero.
Yeah.
They say that one of their values is customer obsession.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes to the extreme that like they think about the interview experience in the same way. Right. And one of the things they say internally that I've heard from many people is that everyone's an Amazon customer, regardless of who they are. So we better be kind and gentle and have that customer obsession because they're all Amazon customers.
Yes.
And so I thought it was brilliant that I said Amazon and you literally hit on the things that roughly speak to that customer obsession. Right.
Right.
You get it as cheap as possible. So you think as fast as possible. And it's got everything. And that's what they want. They're like the everything store.
All right. What do you think? So what do you think people, what are the words that you want people to say when they think of you? Or what are the words people say the way that people respond to your brand?
Sure.
What do you think encapsulates your brand?
I think for me, it's getting easier because they just tell me.
Yeah.
You were very helpful.
Yeah.
That was helpful. Like, and I'm starting to get that more as I've tuned towards wanting that more. Or wanting that brand, or not even that. Honestly, for me, it isn't the brand I want. It's the brand I have.
Yes. Oh, let's stay with that for a moment. It's not the brand you want. It's the brand you have.
Yeah. And I think that's really important.
So it goes to
your consistency thing, too.
Yes.
If you're taking the same actions that are building your brand, regardless of where you are and what you're doing, then you end up having this internalization that it's the brand I have. It's mine now. It's not something I think about anymore.
So how do I go about deciding that when I don't have it yet?
It depends what your goal is, right? I know people are more goal-oriented probably than me sometimes. Yeah. So if your goal is that, like, I'm starting this company and I want to have a brand with certain type of people, right? Then you got to think about what's actually motivating to them. What do they actually give a shit about, right? So right. One thing I know is, well, let's go back to Amazon, right?
Yeah.
So they have a brand that sits in your head for something. They've created a lot of things to be consistent with that. The fact that they keep making it cheaper and cheaper for shipping. Right? Or yep. They even have Amazon Prime and you get it, right?
Yep.
So I think what you need to figure out is, what does your customer actually care about? Or what does the people whose your brand sitting in people's heads? So initially when you start, there's people that you want your brand to sit in their heads. Like you want them to know your brand, right?
Right.
So you got to figure out what they give a shit about in the context of you and your brand. And once you figure that out, I think it becomes really easy to be consistent about it.
So I like that, and I think that that's something people kind of understand on the kind of company level, right? All right, this is the product we're building, this is the market we're going after, what is the brand we want to build, what's the place we want to stay.
Let's use you.
Yes, and you.
Okay.
Because I think the personal side is something, like us, the two of us, we're building a brand for the Startup Chat, you know, if we want it or not.
Sure.
But we also have personal brands. And
absolutely.
I think people that listen to us are attracted to those personal brands, but then they're also attracted to building their own
absolutely.
Personal brand. Yeah. So. Did you ever I can't imagine you deciding, you know, I don't know, 10 years ago, this is what I want my personal brand to be, and then pursue. Exactly, right? So that's not how you do it.
No.
So
because if you're an asshole, your brand's an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, and it's treated like that.
Yes.
And that's who you are.
Yes.
And there's people out there that are like that. They like that brand, right?
Yes.
And so I think those people can never be nice people. That's not their brand.
Right.
Unless they really try really hard and deliberately want to do it. But that's hard.
So then is your brand just who you truly are?
The honest truth is yes.
But that sounds effortless. Then I don't have to do anything to build my personal brand. That's not true.
No, you have to know it and own it. And once you do that, then everyone can see it.
But
that's really what it is.
But don't I have to write blog posts and have a Twitter account and be in the press? Like, how will people know my brand if it's just me being me every day with my local bagel shop and the people that interact with me? That's not going to be enough to build a big brand.
I like using you as an example on this one because you have a company that sells to salespeople.
Right.
It's a product that salespeople use. And the second you started your sort of this product, so the second you started Elastic Sales and started getting traction, you were building a brand with an audience of salespeople.
Right.
I don't think you were doing that prior to that. But as you did that, you probably figured out what salespeople really care about. And so now your brand is probably more aligned with what they care about than it is aligned with, like, let's say, what a product person cares about from a brand standpoint.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what I mean, right?
Yep.
So I would ask you, what do you think salespeople care about, and how have you repeatedly been consistent with it? Because you obviously started with a company focused around sales and salespeople that helped you understand them.
Right.
And then now you have a product that's a CRM product selling to salespeople.
So that's an excellent question. I think that
– maybe you haven't thought about it. So if it's too deep, it's okay.
No. I think that I didn't think about it that way. So the thing that we did deliberately was deciding that the way we would market the product would be through content.
Okay.
And we knew that we could be really good at content and that we had a unique point of view and we knew more about sales than others. We had that confidence that we could teach people how to do sales in a different way than others do.
Yep. So you had a point of view.
We had a point of view.
Okay.
So I think personally, I don't even think of my audience as salespeople, right? I think I very much care about teaching what I know to benefit others, right? I love empowering other people accomplish more than they have before interacting with me.
So let's, 1 second there.
Yeah.
Has that been consistent throughout your life?
Yes. That has been my entire life.
So how'd you figure that out? Because I think the people that are listening might not have figured out what that thing is for them.
Yes.
And really then the process of branding has a lot to do with, and building a brand has to do with, who the fuck are you? Do you know enough about yourself? And what could you do? I know some people ask this, but like, what work would you do even if you didn't get paid for it?
Yes.
Because that's like another kind of approach to like figuring this out.
Yes. So
any thoughts on that?
I think that I would venture to say that most people know who they truly are if they just take a moment to be honest with themselves.
Okay.
I think
But how do they do that? Because, well, like, that's well, vague, Stelly. Like, yes, you can do better.
All right. Yeah. So, patience. Give me some time.
I don't have any patience. That's part of my brand.
I don't believe.
I'm joking.
Yes. So I think that the problem is, I think most people, if they ask themselves, what is something that I've consistently, since my childhood, can imagine enjoying,
yeah,
you know, being something that was joyful,
yeah,
to me to participate in and be part of, people have an answer to that. I think that the challenge most people have is to accept that. And to believe
that
could be their brand.
So something very tactical, very, very tactical here is, think about what people told you about yourself as you were growing up.
Yes.
That you might remember. Anything. Yes. Write that down. Because people told you stuff about yourself as you were growing up, for sure. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Or even if you don't have that, what's the last nice thing someone said to you about yourself?
Yes.
Nice thing, yeah, right? Like, and I'll tell you why this is actually a key thing for me. Did I talk about I was CEO of a wedding?
No.
Oh, it's great. So, and this is what perpetuates it. So for me, which is very good friends of mine. I've known the husband since college, and they were getting married last year, and it was a 40-person wedding. And I showed up, and it's just been a habit of mine since I was a kid, where if you show up, you show up. And like, if it's people you care about, like, you show up for them. And so by the end of it, they called me the CEO of the wedding, because there was nobody organizing anything and making sure people parked in the right spots.
Mm.
And this is a wedding in the middle of the hills in Los Angeles, where it was curvy roads, and there was parking, but you had to know how to get there.
Yeah.
You had to go through this dirt road. So I was the one that... One thing I did was I was the one directing it,
yeah,
and making sure the cars got in the right place.
Right.
There's a pregnant lady there that could have had birth at any time. And I was the one that made sure the car was in the right place in case she had to go.
Nice.
Right. And it was very clear to them, if you got a problem, need some help, I'm here. I got this.
Yeah.
Right. So at the end of it, I was the CEO of the wedding. And that extended to, like, if the groom's mother needed something or whatever, they knew I would just do it because I had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think what happens is, if you can just think about those times when, like, someone labeled you, even if you didn't like it,
yeah,
that's a good start.
Yeah,
right? You got labeled.
Let's point the even if you didn't like it part.
Yeah.
Because today, a lot of people would brand me as, like, the Silicon Valley salesperson or Silicon Valley hustler.
Yeah.
And for the first year of doing, like, content marketing,
yeah,
and being labeled that way,
yeah,
I resented that because,
really?
Like, yeah, because I don't necessarily think of myself as,
yeah,
being limited to just being a salesperson or a sales expert or something like that, or not just hustling, right?
Yeah.
So that felt very boxed in, and I thought that I'm more than just that. But at the same time, eventually what I learned is to let go and say, hey, if this is a way that people relate to me, that's cool. And if this
use
is something,
it,
yeah, I'm just going with that.
And then you can realign it.
Yeah.
Over time.
And also, it, even if I think I can help in more ways than just giving sales advice, I do that anyways. So people, it's hard for people to brand you in a way that's so broad that includes everything that,
yeah,
who you are, like, in all complexions, right? So you need to, even if you think that what your personal brand could be is too limited or too small. Like, I had somebody that was telling me that what he's doing, like, a lot of online marketing stuff.
Yeah.
And we were talking, and after a long conversation, we finally arrived at a point where he revealed that what he truly loves is being a host and doing things that are offline, either events, workshops,
cool,
dinners.
Yeah.
And that he thought that was not scaling enough and it's too limited. So he became an expert at doing things online. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm in such pain, right? Because
hearing this.
Hearing this.
Me
because,
too. Yeah.
Because you're giving up something. When he was talking about hosting something.
Yeah, it's on, right? Like, he was lit,
like,
up. Yeah.
His energy was like.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he forced himself into doing this other thing because he thought that's what's going to help him, quote unquote, scale and all that other bullshit. But he was okay in online marketing, but he'll never be the host thing.
Then he should design his life around doing that more.
Yes.
And making his business around that, whatever that means.
And here's one part of practical or tactical branding advice from me is, don't ask yourself, is this going to be enough? Don't ask yourself, is this going to scale?
Yeah.
Don't ask yourself, but how is this? Don't ask yourself any of these questions. Just go, what is true to myself? What is something I'm good at? I enjoy
already.
And then ask yourself, how can I do more of that consistently every day?
And create my brand as a result.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you could be the person that hosts the best parties, events, workshops, and you could be known everywhere around the world for that. Or you can be some online marketing guy that nobody gives two shits about, right? so just because it's online, it doesn't mean it's better or it's going to be bigger. So nothing is too narrow. Nothing is too small. If you truly love it and truly enjoy it, focus on that. And then don't give up and don't worry too much about this is something that stops people is they think, okay, yes, I like this, but how is this going to get me 10 years from now to this? Don't worry about that shit. Just every day ask yourself, how can I make more of this part of my life? And how can I make maybe part of building a big brand is sharing that unique gift or that joy you have with more and more people.
Yeah.
Right. But you start with the person next to you. Right. This is one of my favorite Mother Teresa quotes is like, if you want to change the world or something, I'm going to butcher this quote. But the essence of it is if you want to change the world, just start with a person next to you. Don't think about numbers so much. Just start with one person at a time and start.
That's right.
And best get started with the person right next to you.
That's right. Right.
So the same thing applies to brand. If you want to build a big brand, just look at the person next to you and think of the interaction that I'm going to have with this human being.
It's building my brand.
Is building my brand. And how can I interact with more and more people and sharing more and more of what makes me me so that that now stays with them and so that when they think of me, they think of that thing.
So one thing I thought of as you were talking about that is you already have a brand whether you know it or not.
Yes.
And I think the tactics we're talking about finding that brand is the first step. It's like find the brand you already have.
Yes.
If you don't do that, then you probably will never build a brand anyways because it won't be natural to you.
But Heaton, I only have 50 followers on Twitter. I don't have a brand yet.
If you're alive, you have a brand. You know why? Your mom probably thinks you're awesome.
Oh, okay. So a brand does not necessarily mean a large following.
No.
Okay. We're making this role play now because I do think this is important because I think when people say, hey, Stelly, how can I build up my personal brand? Which I have a bunch of entrepreneurial friends that will reach out to me and go, I want to have a bigger brand as a CEO entrepreneur. Yeah. How do I do this? The way that what they really say is, I want a much larger audience.
Yeah, and I'll give you some random examples, right? Like, I didn't know anything about the internet until 2003.
Me until 2006.
Yeah, so like, and now we know a lot about the internet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we build products for people on the internet, right? And we do marketing and sales and all this stuff.
Yes.
And so I think that, to me, it's like, it's funny, like you think you're starting at zero with something, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you go look back, you're like, yeah, I started at zero, but I've come such a long way, right? So I think we forget we started at zero.
Yeah.
So like go back to like, if you go to zero on the branding, it's actually the funny thing about branding and your brand is like, it's actually never starts at zero.
Yes.
It's actually an advantage you have if you want to focus on this and be consistent. It's like you don't start at zero. You actually probably start at one, right? You already start in some place because you already have it.
Yes.
You just might not be able to see it, right? So just think about who you talk to the most. Think about your best friend. Ask your best friend today. You can do this. Ask your best friend, what am I good at? That's it.
Yes.
Just ask them that. And then they'll probably give you an answer aligned with what your brand already is.
Right. And then find a way, like, first of all, think about your brand. Your brand might reach a lot of people. It might reach very few people, but you have a brand.
Yeah.
So you're not starting a brand. No. You're not launching a brand. You're not creating it. It's there.
Yeah.
And if you want to be impactful with that brand, don't try to be somebody else, but discover what is my true brand and then consistently keep pushing that versus trying to push something.
Yeah. And even if it's something you don't like, it's who you are.
Yes.
And if you don't like who you are, go figure it out. Go on some soul searching journey. Find yourself.
I mean, find a way to accept yourself, right? Because shine a big light on your brand. And if you are that type of person, there's many other people that are like that. If you didn't feel cool with who you really are, and then you learn to find peace with it, that's going to help a lot of other people that are similarly find peace. And all of a sudden, we're now talk about having a bigger impact and a bigger brand. You know, Heaton and I, we're fully aligned on this. But even people like Gary Vaynerchuk and lots of other, think about the people whose brands you respect.
Yeah.
And then ask yourself, Do they seem like they kind of constructed this and went, how can I have 100 million people? And
I remember Gary's first few videos.
There you go.
I remember when he was on Hulu with Wine Library as well. I even remember him talking about how he did all that. And like, he just started, just like this podcast. We have a brand now, and we just started.
Yeah.
We just started. We just sat there one day having coffee and said, let's just do this.
Yes.
We didn't think about the brand.
Yes.
We just did it.
And our core point was, all right, we want to do something together. This is a cool